Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were talking about when liberals attack our stand on the Bible, they always resort to calling you names because they have no biblical facts to back their position. Well, listen in today. Ask someone else to listen with you. Now, these religious people will call us legalists, dead, unloving, ignorant. Well, please understand, that's what they have to do. You see, they don't have a biblical basis for their stand against us and for the things that they do. There's not a real true biblical basis for it. Now, there are some scriptures they twist and they wrest them to their own destruction. But their attacks against us, although they seem to be very personal, is because they can't come after it with the Word of God. The world, that is man, will also hate you. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and Omega, the God Almighty. This Jesus said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely. That's hard when people say things against you falsely. And yet, they will. And they'll say, all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake, Jesus said. But then he added, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they, that is, the religious people persecuted, the prophets which were before us. We should always stick to the Bible and use it when confronting people. We aren't attacking them personally, as liberal theologians and liberal politicians will attack with name-calling and belittling and questioning our intellect. They question our education. Oh, yes, they will do that. You know, friend... Don't let those things bother you. Don't let those things bother you. That's what they have to do. In the campaign season here in America for 2016, candidates started calling people names. And little guy, lying this, and all these other things that they were using as names. And they kept saying them over and over and over and over again, till people started believing it. Well, in the same manner, they will call us funny mental. They will call us ignorant. They will call us just legalist, unloving, dead, and a host of other things. They'll do that, and they'll do it over and over again until people who do not walk with God, people who are not separated from the world, rather the people who love the world, as 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, for he that loveth the world hath not the love of God in him, the love of the Father in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of God. Oh, it's of the devil. And so, my friend, we know that that's the way the world is, and they just keep saying it over and over, and religious liberals and moderates throw that at us all the time, and people start to believe it. Why do they believe it? Because they're not walking with God as they ought to, and so that protection that they readily could have is not there because they're not walking with the Lord. So, they have no solid ground scripturally to attack. So as liberal, politicians cannot use the Constitution to attack conservative political people. So too, liberal theologians can't use the Bible, and so they use religious philosophy. Now, when we see God judges his people as a whole, he will first use nature before he uses armies. Later, Nebuchadnezzar would come in and he would carry away Judah, Israel captive. And their beloved Jerusalem would be destroyed. Well, in the chapter 1, there was no crop left after they had labored to plant and cultivate it. They, too, did not like the old-fashioned people and the old-fashioned ways who had dwindled in number. In Jeremiah 6, verses 16 and 17, we read this, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul." Now, notice the rest. Notice their reaction. It says, "But they said, we will not walk therein." Wow. Words they would live to regret. And so God says, "Also, I set watchmen over you." You see, these people, they're told to walk in the way, they said, "We're not going to walk therein." And the Lord said, "I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet." But they said, "We will not hearken." So, they're in that day, back there about 800 B.C., they're down on old-fashioned, true-to-the-word living. They did not want the holy. The watchman primarily was sent to warn. They look for an enemy, and the watchman sounds an alarm. By the way, that is the pastor's duty. This is essential in keeping God's people safe from the deceiver and really that arch enemy of our soul, that old serpent, the devil. Well, of course, they would not hearken. They would not listen to the watchmen who were calling them back to the old paths. They did not want to hear about separation. They wanted to have the dress and the music of Egypt. They loved contemporary religion and its appeal to the flesh. In life, apart from religion, they had turned God's grace into lasciviousness. They had turned their religion into lasciviousness. They had done disgrace to the grace of God. These last days in which you and I live, There are those who think they do God a favor by attacking us. In John chapter 16, verse 2, Jesus said that if they put you to death, they'll think they're doing something good for God. The Lord Jesus Christ told of this in Luke chapter 18 and verse 8 of the time before his return. He says, "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on the earth?" That is living by the holy word of God, living by the Bible. Oh my goodness, they would not do that. Well, notice the corresponding verses to this in chapter 1, verses 17 through 20. There we read, "The seed is rotten under their clods. The garners are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of water are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness." You see, sin affects that local church. Just like Adam's sin affected all humanity, his progeny that would be born unto him. Always think twice, my friend. Think twice. So, these are things that we just read that are coming. They're coming. Think about that. They are coming. In Revelation chapter 8, verse 7, it says, "The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire, mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning, as it were, a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters that were made bitter."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stand.